Let's go. One last time, let's sing it. More love. All I need is more love. All you need is more love. Keep screaming more love, baby. More love, baby. More love. All I need is more love.
When the world is dark and divided, the only way to evolve into the light and unity is through love. Love is what heals hearts and brings communities together. This is the More Love Movement. We believe in connecting with others, healing humanity, and living through love every moment of our life. We always remember that when hate is loud, love must be louder. Wear our clothes as a reminder that we are the people who love anyways. Shop now at www.morelovenation.com. This is the More Love Nation show with Isaiah Soul.
Everyday Actors Studio.
If you feel you are meant for more, but you feel you are stuck, lost, empty, unhappy, uninspired, angry, or simply tired, but lack the right tools, mindsets, and connections to cultivate infinite love, happiness, creativity, and power. Welcome to the More Love Nation Show, your guide to cultivating more love, increasing happiness and creativity, and tapping into your superpower with the right tools, right mindsets, and right connections. This is Cultivating Love the Way It Should Be, brought to you by our host, Isaiah Soul. Hey, More Love Nation, welcome back to the one and only show that brings you tips, tricks, and guidance from experts on how to cultivate more love into your life, increase creativity and happiness 7 days a week. I believe that living through love is the only way to heal humanity. If you want to be more involved in the More Love Nation movement, join the More Love Nation Facebook group, subscribe to my Isaiah Soul Patreon page, or donate and or shop at www.morelovenation.com.
Boom!
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, man. This is Sunday morning, got a little sun coming on my face, got a weird shadow coming in, but that's going to add a cool effect for the visuals.
It's such a unique, it's like, that's the cool thing about guerrilla filmmaking, you know, it would be hard to create that effect, you know, you would need all kinds of lights and all kinds of things, but this new era of filmmaking, we're in this guerrilla style, filming on the go, Zoom, FaceTime, you know, maybe you got the red camera shipped off somewhere and we got an establishing shot being filmed. We got drone shots. As a modern filmmaker, as a modern creator, this is the greatest time ever to be alive. It is nuts. I'm going through artlist.io last night, this music service. I got 4,000 songs amazing at the tip of my fucking fingers, ready to just launch out into the world. I got a camera that's about $1,200 that does the trick with a nice little mic on the top. You know, we're doing what we do, baby. We're doing what we do. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, you just gotta, it's not a lack of resources, it's a lack of resourcefulness.
Imagination, and I try to live by creativity, and sometimes I fall short, and I'm oftentimes so obsessed with it being good, and I want it to be good, and I feel like a failure all the time because it's like it's never as good as I want it to be. But you know what? Like, I guess the failure is just like it turns into a win because I free my soul by that expression and the creation. And so if no one ever even saw it or everybody hated it, I would still do it just because therein lies my personal salvation, you know?
It comes down to just like execution and creating better teams. Like, okay, get more people involved that are passionate and hardworking and talented. That's going to be what we've learned, right, from working on Hamlet, for example, is getting more people that are passionate and dedicated and hardworking and just execute better. And that creates better art. And you have to realize at the end of the day, what I realize, this is kind of might be more of a salesy, selfish sense to me, but as an artist, I don't, bad or whatever you want to label as something trash, attention is good. The more attention I can get as an artist, even if the art itself isn't quite as where I want it to be, that's the process of getting attention. So when I do make a piece of art, that's probably where I really, where I feel like it's the best ever, or is really tapping into that masterpiece, as we say, then I'll have their attention. But I can make a masterpiece, but if no one knows who I am, is it, you know what I mean? Who's going to know about it? Who's going to experience it, I guess, in film? So it's like, that's the process, is going through all this. So when you have that masterpiece that you create in your life, it'll be with the right team that you established relationships with, that executed, and you'll have people's attention that will actually care to go see it. So that's the process that we're in, right? And that makes it fun too, is recognizing you don't have to do it all. Like, you've experienced that, right? And I've been a part of those. Like, trying to do everything is really frustrating and it can be stressful. But if you just like give other people opportunities to do all this other stuff, it like removes so much pressure and it makes a better art. You can execute better now. So like, that's it, right? That's what you keep doing over and over until you get to a place now where hopefully we'll have a system where the right people will always be there to execute, and it's just gonna create films that are at a level that are gonna be better. But that's the process of creativity, is to do that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know, so, amen just means let it be. That's the translation. Let it be so. That's what amen means, is the literal translation is let it be so. So when the Beatles are singing let it be, they're basically singing amen. Side note.
That's great, man. That's true. It makes sense. Like, hey, man, it's just, it's like, amen. Like, let it be.
I was listening to episode one of the More Love podcast last night and was just blown away with the who am I? It was the who am I, you know, thing, and talking about the present moment and how the past doesn't matter and we give way too much credit to it, and it's all about what's happening now in the glorious now. That, man, if you haven't checked out the More Love Nation podcast, do yourself a major favor, because it's not only entertaining, but you're going to get a bite-sized nugget that's going to shake your whole world up and maybe change your life, you know? And listen, in some ways,
I don't think you guys are a great hype man. What you just said, a bite-sized nugget that's going to shape your world and change your life. I would have put that like on a book. My first book I ever released, I want you to be my guy on the print that just gives me the floor that says bite-sized nugget that's going to change your life, with the photo of Nick Hansen. Go read his book and buy it, $10.99.
Now, we've been accused of being snake oil salesmen at times. You know, we probably will continue to be so. But we're trying to provide value. We're trying to come from a place of heartfelt emotion and love. You know, we can't help it. We're natural promoters, so sometimes we're going to slip into the, come on down. We'll get you a nice, changed life there. Don't worry about it. But we're doing what we can. We're doing what we can. We're not perfect. Good Lord, we're not perfect. That's for sure.
Listen. Snake oil salesmen are only in major studio productions. We're independent filmmakers. We don't have the luxury to be snake oil salesmen, because we need money from other people, friends and family. If we screw them over, we're screwed. The big films, they don't have to worry about it. They can be snake oil salesmen. They're not getting money from their friends. We are. They know where we are.
Speaking of funding, we do have an Indiegogo happening for our Hamlet 2020 project. This has been a I was going to say labor of love, but it's been a joyous expression of life is what Hamlet has been. Working with this awesome team. You know, listen, we want some of your scroll. We'd love for you to tap down a couple dollars there, you know, for us. And help us to keep this train moving and make it as good as possible. But whether it takes, you know, another 10 years or another year, we'll keep riding that Hamlet train because it's a fun train to be on. We learn a lot. We know how Shakespeare adapted to this modern time is just freaking where it's at. You know, we've seen these other Netflix is picking up a Hamlet thing. The Coen brothers are doing Shakespeare. And you know, we're right there with them. Are we, you know, is our cinematographer Roger Deakins? No. Do we have Denzel Washington as a main character? No. But we're doing what we can with what we've got, where we're at, and what more can you ask for? So anyway, should we get into this Everyday Actor Studio episode? That's going to be also a live recording of one of our Hamlet scenes. We're doing some rehearsal, and I like to roll on the rehearsal, so we're going to roll a couple rehearsal takes today.
Just give me that for a second. You got some noise going on here. Hey! Rambo! Give me a second here. Can you stop that for like 10 minutes?
Sorry. I'll be out of here.
That droning in the background, that could be an interesting droning sound.
Yeah, but they won't be able, it would be a bitch to try to edit that out in audio.
Yeah, that's true.
It's different if you're adding that in as a separate audio track in the post-production, but if you're recording this and there's audio like that playing, it'll be, I'm sure you could still figure out a way to edit it out, but that would be really ridiculous. But let's get in it because I got about a 10-15 minute card out. So,
oh, geez, wow, we're on a deadline. I like it. I like it. Pressure makes diamonds.
Let's, if I'm late for mass, that's
your grandma's not gonna have that.
You don't go late to Catholic mass, ladies and gentlemen. You show up on time at Catholic mass. Let me put it that way. So here we are, page 12. This is Act 3, Scene 2, correct?
Yep, and you can play both Guildenstern and Rosencrantz.
Got it. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern enter the room. Hamlet immediately subdues his glee and fumbles to end the call with Horatio and hide the phone away. Guildenstern. Good, my lord. Vouchsafe. Good, my lord. Vouchsafe me a word with you.
Sir, a whole history.
The king, sir.
Aye, sir. What of him?
In his retirement, marvelous distempered.
With drink, sir?
No, my lord. Rather with choir.
Caller.
Go from the top with you.
And Isaac, I'm actually going to put in a virtual background because I'm on the phone with Horatio before this, and I don't think I'm going to be able to do that scene here, so I'm going to put a virtual background in. This is filmmaking on the fly, folks. Okay, bingo, my man. We're back.
Go to from the top with drink, my sir. Or should we go all the way from the top now?
Let's go from the
top. Good, my lord. Vouchsafe me a word with you.
Sir, a whole history.
The king, sir?
Aye, sir. What of him?
It is in his retirement, marvelous distempered.
With drink, sir?
No, my lord. Rather with choler.
Your wisdom should know itself more richer to signify this to his doctor. For me to put him to his purgation would perhaps plunge him into far more choler.
Good, my lord. Put your discourse into something frame and start not so wildly from my affair.
I am tame, sir. Pronounce.
The queen, your mother, in most great affliction and spirit hath sent me to you.
You are welcome.
Nay, good, my lord. the courtesy is not of the right breed. If it shall please you to make me a wholesome, if it shall please you to make me a wholesome answer, I will do your mother's commandment. If not, your pardon and my return shall be the end of my business.
Sir, I cannot.
What, my lord?
Make you a wholesome answer. My wit's diseased, but, sir, such answer as I can make, you shall command, or rather, as you say, my mother. Therefore, no more, but to the matter, my mother, you say.
Then thus she says your behavior hath struck her into amazement and admiration.
Oh, wonderful son that can so astonish a mother. But is there no sequel at the heels of this mother's admiration? Impart.
She desires to speak with you in her closet. Are you go to bed?
We shall obey. Were she 10 times our mother, have you any further trade with us?
My lord, you once did love me.
So I do still by these pickers and stealers.
Good, my lord. What is your cause of distemper? You do surely bar the door upon your own liberty if you deny your griefs to your friend.
Sir, I lack advancement.
How can that be when you have the voice of the king himself for your succession in Denmark?
Aye, but sir, while the grass grows, the proverb is something musty. Oh, the recorders. Let me see one. To withdraw with you, why do you go about to recover the wind of... Okay, Isaac, we're going to cut there because I don't have a recorder and someone, and I have to pick one up.
Okay, let's just rework the same lines before.
Yeah, this is a good scene to practice on. We can just go from the top and run it again.
Before we run it again, though, what do you think about that scene? Is there anything that you noticed that you think we need to do a little differently? Or do you think we should just keep running it a couple times and get a little more feel for it and see how where it goes?
Well, a little bit of background in this scene. You know, these guys are old chums. Yeah, they're old friends. They used to be very, you know, collegial, friendly, like, hey, bro, what's going on? But now, like, everything has changed. And Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, your characters are doing the bidding of the king. Hamlet's antagonistic against the king. So it's very much like Hamlet's kind of being a prick here. And Guildenstern and Rosencrantz are kind of like taken aback and offended by that a little bit. So I think we can have a little bit more tension and animation within the conversation.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern enter the room. Hamlet immediately subdues his glee and fumbles to end the call with Horatio and hide the phone away. Good, my lord. Vouchsafe with me a word with you?
Sir, a whole history.
The king, sir.
Aye, sir. What of him?
Is in his retirement marvelous distempered?
With drink, sir?
No, my lord, rather with choler.
Your wisdom should show itself more richer to signify this to his doctor. For me to put him to his purgation would perhaps plunge him into far more choler.
Good, my lord. Put your discourse into some frame and start not so wildly from my affair.
I am tame, sir. Pronounce.
The queen, your mother, in most great affliction of spirit, has sent me to you.
You are welcome.
Nah, good, my lord. This courtesy is not of the right breed. It shall please you to make me a wholesome answer. I will do your mother's commandment, if not your pardon, and my return shall be the end of my business.
Sir, I cannot.
What, my lord?
Make you a wholesome answer. My wits diseased, but, sir, such answer as I can make, you shall command, or rather, as you say, my mother. Therefore, no more, but to the matter, my mother, you say.
Then thus she says, your behavior hath struck her into amazement and admiration.
Oh, wonderful son, that can so astonish a mother. But is there no sequel at the heels of this mother's admiration? Impart.
She desires to speak with you in her closet. Are you go to bed?
We shall obey. We shall obey. Were she 10 times our mother, have you any further trade with us?
My lord, you once did love me.
So I do still, by these pickers and stealers.
Good, my lord. What is your cause of distemper? You do surely bar the door upon your own liberty if you deny your griefs to your friend.
Sir, I lack advancement.
How can that be, when you have the voice of the king himself for your succession in Denmark?
Aye, but sir, while the grass grows, the proverb is something musty. Dude, whole nother level there, right? I love what you did with that. I love what you did there. The calmness, but also kind of the care and the voice that you struck. Like, I really like what's going on there.
Okay.
Any feedback for me?
I think you should go more into... You had this tone when we did the monologue last week. Remember that? You had like this. It was almost like a relaxed tone, but it was almost like your voice. You know what I'm saying? Just try to get back to that tone and space where you're... I understand there's tension, but like, try to think of that space where you were in last week where you had just this... You were just... It was just a little bit of a slower and darker tone.
Yes. Yes. I remember that. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I can totally do that.
Let's try that out. Almost more like you had a little bit slower and darker tone, and it was almost like there was like, I'm trying to think of the word to describe it, but there was almost like a pain. It was like a little more darker, slower, and like a more painful passion behind it.
Okay.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern into the room. Hamlet immediately subdues his glee and fumbles to end the call with Horatia. Hide the phone away. Good, my lord. Vouchsafe me a word with you?
Sir, a whole history.
The king, sir.
Aye, sir. What of him?
In his retirement, marvelous distempered.
With drink, sir?
No, my lord. With choler.
Your wisdom should show itself more richer to signify this to his doctor. For me to put him to his purgation would perhaps plunge him into far more choler.
Good, my lord. Put your discourse into some frame and start not so wildly for my affair.
I am tame, sir. Pronounce.
The queen, your mother, in most great affliction of spirit, has sent me to you.
You are welcome.
Nay, my good lord, this courtesy is not of the right breed. If it shall pass to you to make me a wholesome answer, I will do your mother's commandment. If not, your pardon and my return shall be the end of my business.
Sir, I cannot.
What, my lord?
Make you a wholesome answer. My wits disease it. But, sir, such answer as I could make, you shall command. Or, rather, as you say, my mother. Therefore, no more but to the matter. My mother, you say.
Then, thus she says, your behavior has stuck her into amazement and admiration.
Oh, wonderful son that can so astonish a mother. But is there no sequel at the heels of this mother's admiration? Impart.
She desires to speak with you in her closet. Are you go to bed?
We shall obey, were she 10 times our mother. Have you any further trade with us?
My lord, you once did love me.
So I do still, by these pickers and stealers.
Good, my lord. What is your cause of distemper? You do surely bar the door upon your own liberty if you deny your griefs to your friend.
Sir, I lack advancement.
But how can that be when you have the voice of the king himself for your succession in Denmark?
Aye, but sir, while the grass grows, the proverb is something musty.
Good take, good take.
Good take. Great direction there. I felt better, Do you have time for one more?
Yeah, I think we should do one more because I think you found it, but you sometimes didn't stay with it the whole time. But I understand there is a couple different emotions in this scene where Hamlet's not going to be the same the whole time. But try to, like, the way you delivered at the very end there and, like, really early on, try to stick with, especially at the end where you were assertive and you had the tone down, try to stay there. And if you veer off, just have it be a slight change. Don't have it be so drastic within the dialogue that you had a couple times where it was really drastic. And I myself noticed that too when I can sense myself when I'm, like, overacting or trying to change too much. And I realize that there's just subtle changes in our tonality.
I'm going to try something else too. I'm going to just kind of come in a little bit closer.
There you go. And like you really had it at the end there when you delivered that line. So just think like that. In the beginning, you had it too. You were maybe a little slow on your delivery, and then you kind of changed. Then you changed your voice a little bit. So just kind of be an even keel pace, but keep that tonality. And if you change it off, just have it be slight things. Because he gets a little excited because there's some exclamation points, right? So I'll just try to think of like being in that space, but just slightly higher or louder or excited, you know, when it comes up.
Gotcha.
Okay, where's the top? Okay. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern enter the room. Hamlet and Meade subdues and fumbles to call Horatio and hide his phone away. Good, my lord. Vouchsafe me a word with you?
Sir, a whole history.
The king, sir.
Aye, sir. What of him?
Is in his retirement marvelous distempered?
With drink, sir.
No, my lord. Rather with choler.
Your wisdom should show itself more richer to signify this to his doctor. For me to put him to his purgation would perhaps plunge him into far more choler.
Good, my lord.
Hold on one sec, Isaac. What's going on?
How much longer? Because I'm deciding if I should. What little project?
We got 5 minutes. Okay. Got to take a cut there. Okay, let's go from the top.
Hamlet fumbles and ends call with Horatio. Hide the phone. Good, my lord. Vouchsafe with me a word with you?
Sir, a whole history.
The king, sir.
Aye, sir. What of him?
Is his.
Aye, sir. What of him?
Is in his retirement marvelous distempered.
With drink, sir?
No, my lord. Rather with choler.
Your wisdom should show itself more richer to signify this to his doctor. For me to put him to his purgation would perhaps plunge him into far more choler.
Good, my lord. Put your discourse into some frame. Start not no wildly from... Good, my lord. Put your discourse into some frame and start not so wildly from my affair.
I am tame, sir. Pronounce.
The queen, your mother, is in most great affliction of spirit, hath sent me to you.
You are welcome.
Nah, good, my lord. This courtesy is not of the right breed. If it shall please you, make me a wholesome answer. I will do your mother's commandment. If not, your pardon and my return shall be the end of my business.
Sir, I cannot.
What, my lord?
Make you a wholesome answer, my wits diseased. But, sir, such answer as I can make, you shall command. Or rather, as you say, my mother. Therefore, no more, but to the matter. My mother, you say.
Then thus she says, your behavior hath struck her into amazement and admiration.
Oh, wonderful son that can so astonish a mother. But is there no sequel at the heels of this mother's admiration? Impart.
She desires to speak with you in her closet. Are you go to bend?
We shall obey. Were she 10 times our mother, have you any further trade with us?
My lord, you did love me.
So I do still by these pickers and stealers.
Well, good, my lord. What is your cause of distemper? You do show surely, but the door up behind. Good, my lord. What is your cause of distemper? You do surely bar the door upon your own liberty if you deny your griefs to your friend.
Sir, I lack advancement.
How can that be when you have the voice of the king himself for your succession in Denmark?
Aye, but sir, while the grass grows, the proverb is something musty.
Man, Isaac, you hit a level there in those, especially in those middle monologues. Nay, my good lord, this courtesy is not of the right Brit. That was just flowing like a river. And, you know, Hamlet's like, and I decided to kind of take it up a notch because Hamlet's frustrated here. He's like, no one can understand what he's going through, or he perceives that no one can understand. So the fact that Rosencrantz and Guildenstern can't understand that he's pissed because he thinks that Claudius killed his dad. And so he's like, don't you fucking get it, man? Like, what are you asking me about this stuff for? Like, yes, I still love you, but like, don't you see what's going on here? It's a great, Shakespeare's just the freaking man. Like, it's so, it's so good. Well, cool, dude. I think we got what we need.
Yeah, I think that was a good scene. I think I'd still like to do a little bit more with it because my characters, obviously not today, but my characters have different hairstyles and shirts. That's the only issue with this scene.
Yeah.
So I think we would probably still have to re-record it for Rosie, maybe, because his hair is down and Guildenstern's hair is always up.
Yeah.
I think we'll still have to record it, but this will be good to have, just footage to have. Just
and here's the other cool thing, brah. Rosencrantz was at the theater and he's like talking on the phone. So maybe Gildy is off location. Gildy's doing his thing in like what you're doing there, sipping coffee and hanging out. And so Rosie's, and then when you're driving down, like when you're in Nashville or something, you can hop out and do like a quick Rosie take as well. That's guerrilla filmmaking at its finest, man.
That is.
Cool, dude. Well, you enjoy Mass. I'm going to go commune with nature for a while, and we'll meet in the middle.
I like the sound of that. And then everyone listening today, so I appreciate you guys tuning in. As always, find a friend. We're going to do a lot of Hamlet stuff because we're filming. We're doing an Indiegogo for Hamlet 2020, and Shakespeare is great to practice. I think you really learn a lot from practicing Shakespeare. So get out there, find a Shakespeare play, pick one of the more intense scenes, dramatic scenes, frustrating scenes, something that shows more emotion, and go back and forth with your actor and give each other feedback. And we'll go from there. I think one thing we'll do next, and if you guys are listening, is we'll probably get into some techniques. We're kind of just doing some basic stuff here, but I think Nick and I will probably get into some acting techniques eventually too. We'll probably add that in as a mix here on the show. But right now we're just keeping it simple. So we appreciate you guys listening. Any quick acting tips, Nick, before we head out for the day for the audience?
I think less is more. You know, I always tend to overact. And so I think just keep a good reminder is less is more. And then in the next couple of weeks, we should bring on a director or another actor of some kind to do some coaching for us and see if we can learn a thing or two.
I like the idea of bringing a director on to coach us, and I like the idea of bringing an actor on that you direct.
Yeah.
We could do that on two separate things. We'd have a director for one episode and an actor, and then we could do that. I think that's a great idea. So let's book it.
Okay. I like it, my man.
You have a good
signing off.
Sunday, and I'll catch you on the flip side.
Catch you on the flippity flop.
Woo! Thank you. That's it for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Your energy fuels the fire for my soul. If you want to be more involved in the More Love Nation movement, join the More Love Nation Facebook group, subscribe to my Zaya Soul Patreon page, donate and or shop at www.morelovenation.com. And always, always remember, when hate is loud, love must be louder. Wear our clothes as a reminder that we are the people who love anyways.